Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bozzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, the week is almost over, and I have such exciting news to announce tonight. I have a charity to announce tonight. We have debt ceiling news. Well, I mean, that's all terrible. Updated vaccine news. Updated news on Trump's hush money case in New York City. We're going to get to emails. I'm going to take some, hopefully, funny phone calls. That'll be a couple hours from now. Don't worry about that. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And reminder to you, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours are the questions you email into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So get those emailed in now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Let's begin with the news of today, though. Before we get to any of that, probably the headline of the day. This happened a few hours ago, 4 or 5 hours ago, something like that. I don't know. I was busy at the time. 4 or 5 hours ago, Joe Biden was speaking at the Air Force Academy. And in case you're wondering if he embarrassed himself endlessly, yes, of course he did. We'll get to his idiotic comments, which were many. But the real news isn't all the stupid things Joe Biden said earlier at the Air Force Academy. The news of today is Joe Biden took a facer up on stage, flat ground, no problems at all. He was walking on flat ground and ate it, just fell down, had to have a couple people come pick him up. And this isn't about Joe Biden. This is actually about me. And the crisis of conscience I'm currently having with myself, and I'm just going to bare my soul for everybody because this is what I go through right now. One, I believe in aggressive anti-communism, as you know. I do. I believe in fighting to win. I believe that we have been too soft, too nice for way too long, and that's a big reason the communists have taken over every part of our culture. At the same time, I don't want to be a soulless monster? I know I kind of am already, and there's nothing I can do about that, but I don't want to be a soulless monster. But I saw Joe Biden fall today, and I don't like how I felt about it. Does that make sense? I don't like how I felt about it. I saw Joe Biden fall, and it made me laugh. Now, I should clarify, I have always, this is part of the reason I don't like how I feel about it. I have always found that old people falling and hurting themselves, I've always thought that was one of the saddest things. I still think that is one of the saddest things out there. I hate that. And I don't know why. Maybe it was something from my childhood or something, but it's one of those things. It just kills me when I hear about it. Some little old lady falls and breaks her hip. An old man falls, breaks his arm. You get older, body starts to break down on you a little. Those bones get weaker. I just, the thought of a little old woman laying there with a broken hip in pain like that, I friggin' hate that. It kills me. I really hate it. I really, really hate it. So Joe Biden falls, and I scoffed. Joe Biden's an old man. He fell. Looked like it probably hurt, definitely at his age. And I scoffed. In fact, if look, it's just you and me talking, I snickered. I thought to myself, and don't get me wrong, I have reasons. I hate Joe Biden. Joe Biden, he tried to have me fired. I haven't forgotten that. I haven't forgiven it. He certainly hasn't asked me for forgiveness for it. Joe Biden tried to have me fired for not being vaccinated. And were it not for the courts, I may have been fired for not being, he didn't back off. He was backed off of that. But Joe Biden said, take this. And I said, no. And he said, take this or I'll have you fired. That's what he said. Joe Biden tried to have me out of work. Bills to pay. I got a wife, kids. Joe Biden tried to have me fired. That's one. Two, Joe Biden, as president of the United States of America, he stood up in front of the American people. Remember when he told us that his patience with us was wearing thin? You remember that? Now, I know there's a long laundry list of horrible things Joe Biden has said and done, but I just want to pause on this for a moment. You understand how out of line that is for the United States president to speak to you like this?
We've been patient. But our patience is wearing thin.
I'm sorry, but who exactly do you think you are, pal? You're not my dad. You're not my king. You're not in charge of me. You're the president. You don't get to tell me ever, for any reason, that your patience with me is wearing thin because I don't feel like taking your clot shot. I'm sorry. I didn't want a stroke at the age of 40, so I didn't take it. And you don't have any right, whether you took it or not, you don't have any right to tell me your patience with me is wearing thin. And finally, another reason I scoffed and snickered today, and now I feel kind of bad about it, is I remember when Joe Biden repeatedly called me a threat to democracy. I'm a Trump voter. I voted for Trump twice. He has repeatedly disparaged me. Ah, you MAGA Republicans. MAGA sucks. You MAGA Republicans. MAGA this, MAGA that. You're a threat to the foundations of democracy.
The United States and the world owe a debt to the ancient Greek ideas that first taught us that we, the people, and the demos, our democracy, can control our own destiny. And you made us believe it. In the idea that has endured for a millennia. But it's also an idea that every generation has had to fight to uphold. Every generation has to defeat democracy's mortal foes. Because in our imperfect world, appetites and ambitions of a few forever seek to dominate the lives and liberties of the many. And sadly, we have both discussed, including the Summit of Democracies last year, that democracy is more under assault today than including in the United States than any time in the recent past. But the Greek people know, just as the American people do, that freedom and democracy are worth sacrificing for.
I had almost forgot about that part. Thanks for playing that little bit for me, Chris. He didn't just call me a threat to democracy. He called me its mortal foe. Did you catch that part? I'm not only a threat to democracy, according to Joe Biden, I'm its mortal foe. And he told me that I am the greatest threat in the history of America to it. Or at least, what do you say? Recent history. I don't want to put words in it. Greatest threat in recent history. That's me. So he's losing patience with me. He believes I should be fired. And he believes I'm a mortal threat, a mortal foe to democracy. So back to me and my crisis of conscience I'm going through right now. We're going to move on to this Trump case and the January 6th case and all kinds of things right now. Back to that. Back to the Joe Biden thing. Why am I supposed to care? I want to be the type of person who still cares. And don't get me wrong, I still find old people falling to be very, very sad. But I really, really dislike Joe Biden. In fact, I feel the same way about Joe Biden that he feels about me, if we just have to put a pretty fine point on it. I am saddened for my country. I'm saddened more than any of this, and we're about to go into this in a moment because I do want to get to the things he said today. More than any of this, I'm actually very, very sad for that class, the graduating class of the Air Force Academy. I'm very sad that they had to witness that. I'm sad that the world watches our doddering old fool of a president continuously make a... I almost said something really bad on the air, Chris, but I held back. Continue to make an idiot of himself in front of the entire planet. I'm sad. It bums me out. As far as being sad for Joe Biden personally, I'm sorry. I can't seem to muster that. But whatever that is, maybe that part of me was never there. But if it was there, it's gone now. I'll tell you that much. It's gone now. Now, I do need to prep you for something. I warned you that we were going to take calls tonight because I haven't taken calls in a couple weeks. But they're not going to be political calls. I'm sorry. You can keep those. I don't have any interest in those tonight. It's Thursday. We got Ask Dr. Jesse Friday coming tomorrow. Tonight, this is going to be next hour. So don't bother calling. The call screener's not even sitting there. Tonight, next hour, we're going to do something more important than that. I asked the question before. Now we're going to take the answers on the air. If you have to be killed by an animal, what's the worst way to go? Is it eaten by a shark? Stung by a swarm of killer bees? Is it an anaconda eating you? I don't know. I have my thoughts. I want your thoughts on this pressing issue. We'll discuss the Biden comments from today, the Trump New York stuff, my new charity, and more coming up tonight.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we will discuss animal deaths next hour. We actually have to deal with real issues first. I am excited about this charity coming up about 10 minutes from now. Just hang with me on that. Let's go back to the Biden thing today. Maybe it's because of my soft spot for the military. For military service, for the young men and women who throw themselves into that. But I have always, as much as I love giving the Air Force crap and Navy crap and Army crap, I have always been a huge admirer of the academies. It's part of the reason I get so angry about all the commie filth in those academies now. These academies, I'm not sure people realize how difficult it is to even get into these academies. Unless your dad's a senator or something like that. If you want to get in, maybe you think to yourself, well, I'll get a 4.0. Now, I remember when I looked into it very briefly when I was a child. Oh, they'll laugh you out of the building. 4.0? That's the beginning. That's step one of 100. It's very difficult to even get into these academies. But then you get into these academies, and I'm telling you, the first year washout rate at these things, it's incredible because you have all the stresses and strains that come with college anyway, getting good grades and things like that, on top of the physical requirements. There's physical, there's PT all the time. There's the stress of getting screamed at and hazed at. And it's just, there's a lot that goes on at these universities. What I'm saying is at the back end of that, sitting there graduating as part of an Air Force Academy class, man, that's something special. That's something really, really cool. And more than anything, it grinds on me today. I know it probably shouldn't. I should just let it go. It grinds on me today that these kids busted their butt for that long. And then this is what they got at their graduation.
By the way, I met with who are those guys that fly over shortly? You heard of them, haven't you? Three of them are women. So don't screw around, guys.
They get the stupid jokes, Joe Biden forgetting the name. They get the identity politics, of course, the women. Oh, women are tougher than me. I'm just stupid guy Joe. They get outright lies like
when
this.
When I was graduating from high school 300 years ago, I applied to the Naval Academy. And I was picked by the senator. There's two ways senators can pick. You can pick individually.
By the way, he never applied to the Naval Academy. This is all an outright fabrication. This is not, I don't mean fudging the truth a little. This is a fabrication. He just invented this entire story.
Or they can name 10 people and let the Academy choose. I was a relatively good football player, so I had a shot. I remember the day that a guy named Steve Dunning from my class was also nominated. Drove up, it was about 7 in the morning, we were going to drive down to Annapolis. And I had just heard the night before, they had a halfback named Joe Bellino.
Yeah, I can't take it anymore. You get these rambling, made-up stories. 4 years, 5 years, you grinded at the Air Force Academy. And now you're graduating, and you're going to be a success. You graduate from one of these academies, you just are. Whether you stay in the military or not. You grind like that, and this is what you
get. And your class is one of the diverse, most diverse classes in the history of this academy or any academy to graduate. That's why we're strong. That's why we're who we are. That's why we'll never give up.
4 or 5 years grinding to serve your country and better yourself, and the idiot president, the commander in chief, who you will now serve under, is talking about how diversity is our strength and doing the weird shouting thing.
We're changing people's lives.
Which he does a lot. Or 4 or 5 years, now you're going to go do what? Who knows what? You're going to go fly. You're going to the Air Force. You know that. What are you going to do? A lot of these guys be pilots. They're all going to be successful. But you get to sit and listen to Joe Biden talk about climate change.
The food insecurity, the natural disasters, all of which are being made worse by the existential threat of climate change. I don't hear many of my friends anymore saying there's no climate change. We're finally figuring it out and trying to push that since 1981.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing. And those kids, I should stop calling them kids. They're definitely men and women, but that's what happens when you get older, everyone's a kid to you. You're 41 and they're all kids now, but they deserve better, man. They deserve better than this.
It wasn't all push-ups and cramming for Prague Week, though. To set the Guinness Book of Records, world records, most simultaneous push-ups, there had to be an enormous amount of push-ups. But all of you, I think you had some fun along the way. Maybe a good use of your epic passes.
What? What's he talking about? Maybe you're sitting there wondering, what's he talking about? Well, I have no idea. No one knows. But that's all. That's where I'm at. I'm going to move off this today. I don't want to talk about Joe Biden anymore. I want to talk about animal deaths and Trump and this indictment case. I want to talk about my charity. Well, that's going to reveal. We're going to reveal that here in 5-10 minutes from now. I'm very, very, very excited about that. I will get to emails tonight. And like I said, the animal deaths will be fun, but those will be calls next hour. Shogun, the House just passed some clown bill that supposedly saves U.S. money. Yet it allows the national debt to grow by $4 trillion over 18 months. How is any Republican calling this a good thing, keeping a straight face? Well, it's actually a very, very good question, and we will discuss that question in the Trump hush money case in New York, and we're going to discuss charity and other things in a moment. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiekurek.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. In 1982, Atari players had one thing on their minds: Sword Quest. This wasn't just a new game. Atari promised $150,000 in prizes to four finalists, but the prizes disappeared. And what started as a video game promotion became one of the most controversial moments in 80s pop culture.
I just don't believe they exist. That would be my reaction, shock and awe.
That sword was amazing. It was so beautiful.
I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest, a podcast about the fall of Atari and the disappearing Sword Quest prizes. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades.
It's almost like a metaphor for the industry and Atari itself in a way.
Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and let me just tell you, we're going to get to the Trump New York stuff and the debt ceiling stuff in a moment, but I told you I have a charity announcement, and here's what it is. You ready for this? So I look around, and I see a lot of people, especially on social media these days, or it'll be on TV shows. Everybody's giving back or doing some foundation thing. Look at me, I'm giving to needy kids, or I'm digging wells in Africa or something like that. And I have decided that I want to do that too. Not that I want to give back anything or help anybody. I want the good publicity that comes with having a charity. So we are still working on the name. It's probably going to be something like Jesse Kelly Does Nice Things for People Foundation or something along those lines. And don't get me wrong, this foundation, yes, that's exactly right, Michael. It's going to be just like Bill Gates and the Clinton Foundation, things like that. I give you my word, this foundation is going to help nobody. It's going to help no one whatsoever. We are not out here to do good. We are out here to raise my image, to increase my brand, if you will. So the Jesse Kelly is Nice Foundation is nice to kids or something. I don't know. I'm still working on the name. The Jesse Kelly is Nice Foundation will be filing paperwork very shortly, and I will keep you updated on all the good things we do, because that is the point of doing good things, so you can increase your marketability to other people. We will keep you updated on that every single step of the way. Now, just a brief thing on this. Trump is asking the judge, the New York judge, he's asking that he step aside. Why is he asking that? He's asking that because the judge who's going to preside over Trump's hush money case in New York, I know you're going to find this shocking, is a card-carrying Democrat. Of course he is. But the only reason I brought this up was this. I didn't bring this up to do more Trump is in serious legal trouble talk. You already know that, or you're an idiot. There's no third direction. He's in very serious legal trouble. I've told you why. It's not because he did anything wrong. It's because there are places like New York City that are completely run top to bottom by communists now, and therefore there's no chance, zero chance, he's going to get any kind of a fair trial at all in New York City. But I brought this up to warn you about what this means for you. Because when Trump is a great example. I mean, it's terrible what they're doing to him, but it's a great example for people that still think there's going to be some kind of justice, or at some point in time, you're going to run into a certain level of government or the legal system where all the political shenanigans will be set aside and they'll just go by the law and the Constitution and what's truth. Those days are not there. And those days are not coming. Not for New York City. Headline, 65-year-old New Yorker charged for blowing away a would-be mugger who allegedly rushed him despite the warnings. Apparently this guy not only said, hey, stay away, gave him repeated warnings. Then he gets charged. He shoots the guy. And now the 65-year-old who just defended himself in New York, he's going to prison. He's going to prison for a long time. When I tell you to get out, it's not because I'm not in love with New York City. You know I'm in love with New York City. Everyone knows that. I tell you to get out for a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons is you don't live in America anymore. And that's hard for people to digest. That's hard for people to accept. Jesse, I want to stay. I don't want to move. Jesse, I love it here. Jesse, my grandma. Jesse, that's where I went to school. Jesse, I know, man. I know. It sucks. It does. But are you going to live in a place where you're not allowed to shoot a violent criminal who's coming at you? Are you going to live in a place like that? Why would you willingly live in a place like that unless you had to? And that, look, it's terrible, but it's happening everywhere. It only gets worse. It only gets worse. You see what they're screaming about in Chicago? I thought this was hilarious. You had Chicago residents stepping up and they're blasting the new mayor, Johnson, Brandon Johnson, because he's giving illegals $51 million in goodies. Listen to this. They're mad they don't get their reparations.
My name is Andre Smith. I'm the CEO of an organization called Chicago Against Violence. I also stopped the migrant bus going to Wadsworth and was arrested with my friend Tyrone Muhammad. How dare this mayor and city council have the guts to give migrants $51 million? I demand you to have the same passion and urgency to pass the city of Chicago reparations ordinance.
Who'd you vote for? Again, I have to keep asking. Who did you vote for? Did you vote for that? Because I think you did. Now, speaking of voting for that, let's go to this question. The guy's raging about the debt ceiling bill, which sucks. The debt ceiling bill, which, as laid out by Dan Bishop here, Democrats liked more than Republicans.
The indication in the vote that more Democrats voted for the bill than Republicans did, and of course Republicans have a larger number of members in the chamber, is a sign who got the best of the deal.
Listen, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because there's nothing you can do about it, and there's nothing I can do about it. I know you care. Normie Norm doesn't care. But here is the reality of life. The American voter does not care about spending. And you and I, we can scream at them till we're blue in the face that they should care about spending, that there's going to be an end to this. You need to start voting on spending. You need to be worried about the debt. You need to be, you can scream that at Normie Norm until you're blue in the face. He will not believe you. He will roll his eyes at you. He will think you are some kind of a conspiracy theorist, because Normie Norm has never gone through a severe debt crisis like we are going to go through in this country. But the reason I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it is this. Democrats don't care. Republicans don't care. Voters don't care. Normie Norm doesn't care about spending. They never have. Republicans get in there and pass trillion-dollar bills all the time, too. All the time. Democrats get in trillion-dollar bills all the time, too. And when the debt ceiling comes along, nobody ever wants to cut a thing. They just had a debt ceiling fight where they raised the debt ceiling, and they're going to add $4 trillion to the national debt. Normie Norm will never get this until the day disaster comes to his front door. And disaster most definitely is coming. There is, so it doesn't do any good to spend any time on it at all. Your neighbor doesn't care about government spending money. And in his defense, in Normie Norm's defense, it's never happened in his life. A debt ceiling problem or a debt crisis is what I mean. He's heard people, always some people on the right, complain about the debt, complain about deficits. But since it's never become real to him, he can't put two and two together. He doesn't know that it looks like violent mobs in the street when you have a fiscal crisis like what's coming. He doesn't understand that. And when you explain that to him, he rolls his eyes and he thinks you're a nutball. Oh, this guy, you listen to too much talk radio. But no, that's coming. When a nation can no longer pay its bills and it just stops paying its bills, mass amounts of things you're used to will be cut off. Then people will get desperate. People will get violent. People will take to the streets. We've seen this happen over and over and over and over again throughout history. But you can't convince people that matters. They don't know. And none of the people in Washington care. They're going to keep passing these bills and trillion-dollar bills and debt ceiling increases. And so you and I can yell and scream till we're blue in the face. It won't matter. Normie Norm doesn't care. But when that day comes, make sure you tell him. You voted for this. You voted for this, Norm. Hey, good luck. Better strap up. You got a violent mob coming to your front door. Hope you've been taking your chalk, Norm. You're going to need those T-levels today, pal. Look, we all need them. We're all going to need them for the times that come. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Forget about the vitality portion of it. Do you have any idea how much better you will be focused with that kind of testosterone increase? How much better your energy levels will be? You want to talk about really
changing people's lives.
Increase your testosterone by 20% in 90 days. You will notice differences. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack for you. Also, check out the Choc Lit Powder. I love it. Look, there's all kinds of herbal supplements for whatever you need. All natural, of the highest quality. 35% off the lifetime of your subscription. That's amazing. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Choc.com. Promo code Jesse. Get strong. Get healthy. All right. What happened to Jamie Foxx? Emails and more. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't know. Maybe Senator Rand Paul will save us from all this debt talk, because I know Lindsey Graham certainly isn't going to. You know why Lindsey Graham's upset about the debt ceiling? Well, here's why.
We're going to cap spending at a level that we cannot expand the Navy. And in the same period of time, China's going to go from 310 ships over a 10-year period to 440. Not a penny in this bill to help Ukraine defeat Putin. They're going on the offensive as I speak, and we need to send a clear message to Putin that when it comes to your invasion of Ukraine, we're going to support the Ukrainians to ensure your loss. If we don't do that, then we're going to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory.
Lindsey Graham's upset that there isn't enough money for Ukraine in the debt ceiling bill. This is why we're a late-stage republic. This is why we're at the looting the treasury phase. Doesn't matter what you think about Ukraine or Russia. Honestly, none of this stuff matters. There's no more money. The money's all gone. This is all phantom money that's jacking inflation up through the roof. It's going to destroy us all of us. It doesn't matter if you're wearing a Ukrainian flag as we speak, sitting in Kyiv. It doesn't matter. There's no American money left. The American money is gone. Period. These people have done this to us. Now, speaking of the justice system, I brought up the Trump New York case earlier. Stuart Rhodes, one of the Oath Keepers, it's this group, this patriotic group, one of the Oath Keepers, he just got sentenced to 18 years in prison for January 6th. 18 years. Keep in mind, the jury found him not guilty of conspiring to obstruct an official proceeding. He was found guilty of other things, keep in mind. But they just threw this guy in a dark hole for 18 years. This is what I mean when I say, you think you're living in America, but there are places in America that aren't America anymore. All right, whatever. We're moving on. We're moving on to other things. Let's focus on this really quickly. The book. You see, I wrote a book. It's called The Anti-Communist Manifesto. I have to keep you updated on things. There are still AC pins left, the anti-communist pins. I don't know how many, but I confirmed right before the show began, there are still some left. There are only 2,000 in existence. Remember, I want you to wear this pin if you get one. If you buy two or more books, you have to go to jessekellybook.com and you'll get a pin. Ships in 4 weeks or something like that. I don't know what it is. Wear the pin. When you see someone else with the pin on, no one else will know what it means. Go have a beer with that person. Have some fries, a cup of coffee. Introduce yourself, maybe even swap numbers, a fellow anti-communist. The book tour. All the book tour info is at jessekellybook.com. If you want a signed book and you're not coming to a book tour location, that's also at jessekellybook.com. You can get a signed book. Everything is there in that one spot. I'm a simple man, Chris, just like my charity, the Jesse Kelly is Nice to Kids Foundation. This is going to be huge for our brand, Chris. It is. Good day, former dirtbag maggot. As an 8511 drill instructor for you civilian types, 1st Battalion, Alpha Company, Paris Island, South Carolina, we would always try to pick the tallest recruit to be the guide, but I've never heard you talk about that. Were you too stupid to know your right from your left? Because I know you weren't the house mouse either. He says report, and I'm supposed to call him Gunny. Well, for you civilian types who don't know what he's talking about, in boot camp, we won't go into the house mouse thing. That's a whole other thing. In boot camp, they will divide up a boot camp platoon, a company. They'll divide it up into four different platoons, and then they will give someone a squad leader status. A squad leader is in charge of the squad. I'm sorry, they divide up the platoon into squads. That's the better way I should have described it. So you got a group of 100 guys. I'm making all this up, but this is very accurate. And you'll divide them up 25 guys. And there will be a squad leader. And that sounds really nice. And I was squad leader for a while. It is the worst freaking thing ever. Why? Well, technically, you're kind of in charge of these guys. So that sounds fun, right? I want to tell someone what to do. Except that's not really how that works out at all. You will quickly find out that anytime one of your guys screws up, you will oftentimes pay for it with him. So you're the squad leader. One of your dudes doesn't shave properly. Remember, it's down to the nitty gritty in the Marines. They'll come by and feel your face and make sure you've shaved properly. One of your guys doesn't shave properly, and now the drill instructor wants to go drag him up to the front of the I was going to call it a quarterdeck. You wouldn't know what that means. Wants to drag him up to the front of the building and make him do push-ups and sit-ups and mountain climbers until he's vomiting on himself. Guess what? The squad leader is going to join him for not checking to make sure his shave went well. But he asked about the guide. The guide is actually the one who's in charge of the entire platoon, all four squad leaders and everyone else. I was never good enough to be the guide. The guide is not always the tallest. He's normally the best, like the best PT or the best at everything. The guide is a position of honor. If you graduate as the guide, you'll get a promotion. You automatically go to the fleet with the promotion. It's a real position of honor. Also, something that would suck, because you know how I just described how the squad leader always has to pay for whatever some idiot in his squad did? The guide pays for everybody. And the guide, he doesn't sleep in the bunks. You can picture the bunks from the movies. You're in bunk beds. The guide doesn't get bunk beds. At least he didn't when I was in boot camp. The guide, they drag out a bed, and he kind of sleeps right out in front, close to where the drill instructors sleep, right out in the middle. And so whenever the DI comes out and he's freaking out about something, guess who he's getting in first? The guide. I could picture it like it was yesterday, because our guide was my buddy, and we would talk all the time. You're weak, guide. This is why he does this, because you're weak and pathetic, and just his life sucked. I had so much fun making fun of him for that. Jamie Foxx's life sucks, apparently, because he got a COVID-19 vaccine. We will discuss that next hour. But much more importantly, we will discuss animal deaths. The worst way to die. Is Christopher Wray going to get arrested? All that and so much more. The system taking care of its own. All that's still to come. We have to have a heart-to-heart real quick first, though, about your towels. Maybe the Jesse Kelly is Nice Foundation. Maybe that's what, Chris? Maybe that's one of the things we can get in on. We can have MyPillow do our charity work for us, because MyPillow actually cares about people, whereas I don't. They care about people enough to give them screaming deals on six-piece towel sets. MyPillow, they really do have the best towels. It's all USA cotton. And look, you're going to pay money for it. They're expensive. They're normally $99.98. I realize that's a good price, but that's what they are. MyPillow knows that people aren't made of money. So whenever they can, they have these clearance deals. Like right now, six-piece towel set, best towel set you've ever had in your life for $25. That's over 70% off. So all you have to do, go get a couple towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse, or you can call them 800-845-0544. Take care of your towels. Take care of your health. Is Christopher Wray going to jail? And the system. Hang on.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app.